This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, Sick Kids, Silent Solutions, Until Now, and Why the Maha Report Needs a Plant-Based Playbook. Let's call it what it is, a 200-page We Told You So from Washington. The Maha Report, has dropped with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at the helm, lays out what anyone with half a lunchbox already knew. America's kids are sick, and ultra-processed food is a huge part of the problem. 70% of children's daily calories now come from UPFs. Chronic illness is up, attention spans are down, and somehow we're all still arguing about screen time and sugar. To Kennedy's credit, he's pulled the pin on a national conversation that's been quietly fermenting behind school cafeterias and snack aisles for years. The Maha Commission doesn't mince words. Poor nutrition, over-medicalization, and chemical exposure are wrecking the next generation. But here's the thing. For all its brutal honesty, the report stops dead at the moment we needed it most, the solutions. So let's give Bobby the help he didn't ask for. If the commission's job is to diagnose, then ours is to prescribe. And that prescription starts with a cold, hard rethink of what we're feeding kids. Not in theory, but in practice. Right now, today. And no, it doesn't come wrapped in plastic, shelf-stable for 3 years. We're talking about whole food-based school lunch systems powered by local producers, not government contracts to Big Ag, and Pizza Friday's incentives for clean label product development with zero tolerance for synthetic emulsifiers and hidden sugars. Nationwide APT pilot programs, a protein thing technologies, putting nutrient-dense, low-allergen, minimally processed proteins into early childhood nutrition streams, supermarket shelf resets to favour plant-based, non-processed categories, and not just plant-based junk food mimics in green packaging, federal-level tax breaks, and R&D grants for companies producing real food, not just flavour chemistry we've already got companies making mushroom protein kids can pronounce. Nut milks that don't come with side effects, fermented snacks rich in natural fibre and biotics. The problem? They're still niche, underfunded, and battling against decades of legacy food lobbying. Here's a radical idea. What if Kennedy's team met with the people building the new food system and not just those who broke the old one? Imagine this then, the Maha Commission partners with innovators in the plant-based space, clean label startups and functional nutrition scientists. It launches a pilot program for regenerative, minimally processed, future-ready school food. It backs community kitchens, not just government guidelines. It puts actual funding behind education and reformulation. Because if Maha's going to make America healthy again, it's going to need more than policy. It's going to need food, real food. Time to stop diagnosing and start delivering. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.